All right, so next item is a report from regional board members. So I will start on my right. Anything to report?
Sure. Let's see. On the 26th of November, I went with Sarah Lopez of Preservation Inc. And the Cooperative Monitoring Program in Watsonville at her invitation to get a little better picture of just what the monitoring looks like on the ground. So Sarah and I, along with a friend of mine who is the board chair of Watsonville Wetlands Watch, a board Sarah sits on, went to a couple of monitoring sites, one on the Watsonville Slough and one on the West Main Ditch, and West Beach Ditch, and got a pretty close-up look at just kind of what their protocol is, what the issues are with monitoring the same site under different conditions over and over. And then at the end, it led into a discussion of in what situations load and concentration were appropriate standards to use. We talked some about 4.0, and of course, Sarah filed a disclosure afterwards. I did not advise Chris to file a disclosure because she was just there to hear about the monitoring and didn't really have anything to say about 4.0. And then 2 days later, on the 28th of November, I went down to Salinas to the Ag Commissioner's office, where the region was doing a stakeholders meeting to talk about it seemed like it was more giving out information than getting input. On the options tables and kind of where we are in the 4.0 process, and I think it was good. It was I didn't see much input coming in, but I think the purpose of the meeting appeared to be to generate input to really give people a sense of where we are and what their options are as far as really giving us some input we can use early in the process. Which is just a lot easier to deal with. So that's all I got.
Thank you. Ms. Gray?
I don't have anything to report. Thank you.
Dr. Hunter?
I have nothing to report. Typically, I give the board an update on environmental justice issues, and I'm going to postpone that until tomorrow due to kind of compacted hearing agenda items today. So we will have a chance to hear that update tomorrow on Friday.
Thank you. On my left.
I have nothing to report. I do have a question for Mr. Johnston when it's appropriate, Mr. Chair, about his meeting.
You want to go ahead through everybody first?
No, go ahead. And that way
so,
we address
Mr. them. Johnston, I would just be curious. Presented yet, in any way. Any new information?
I did learn some stuff.
Okay.
Some of it kind of unrelated to 4.0 because there are a few tidal gates I've been wondering about, and we had a chance to look at them together that regulate tidal flow up and down the Watsonville Slough, which connects to the Pajaro River and then to the ocean. It was useful to have more discussion to me on the concentration versus load stuff, mostly because it's something we've heard a lot about, but I don't have a really deep a technical background. So to me, the interesting conceptual idea that came out of it was that perhaps one size doesn't fit all, and perhaps there are situations where we should be looking at, as we look at, you know, main stem compared to ditch sort of thing. And this, I know sometimes ditch is a term of art. We call it a water course and the farmers call it a ditch, but this was actually a non-blue line little ditch that somehow made it onto 303D list. So it was useful to talk about, and it really sparked some thought on my part about whether it's maybe not an either or thing between concentration and load, that maybe there are some situations where one is more appropriate and somewhere the other is more appropriate. So that was useful. I don't know if it's useful to the board. It was useful to me, and it was something I hadn't really thought about before.
Okay. Thank you for, you know, sharing your experience. Ms. Harlan?
No reports today. Thank you.
All right. Mayor Delgado?
Thank you. I also attended the Salinas 4.0 workshop on November 28th, and I thought staff did a good job. Is it Eileen who works with Chris on that? Elaine. I'm so sorry. Elaine and Chris did a good job, and I think it reflects well on our board and the issue when the board goes out into the field, so to speak, and goes to the growers and shippers, and I think I could tell it was appreciated, as it always is when they make that effort. So, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. And in my case, on November 29th, I attended a presentation made by our Regional Water Board through Mr. Chris Rose on 4.0. This was the San Luis Obispo Farm Bureau, which is almost across the street from here. And attended some of the Q&A. I would say a lot of questions were driven more around the process and the comment period. What's the vehicle to share information? Is it best individually or collaboratively with some of the Farm Bureau representatives? So those were items that I gathered, and also folks wanting to clarify that at this stage these were various options presented, but were not at this stage, you know, staff firm recommendations on which direction to take with 4.0. So that was my takeaway at that particular meeting. And then same day, I met face-to-face with a new executive director of Coastal San Luis, Central Coast Salmon Enhancement Organization. And the new director is Mr. Don Chartrand, and also he brought along his watershed project manager, Ms. Steph Wald. And it was an introduction of a new director, and new efforts taken by that organization in regard to regional activities in the different watersheds, all of them, of course, with a synergy of fish habitat. So that was the conversation. And then this month, on the 3rd, received a phone call from the director of the Vineyard team, the executive director of the Vineyard team, Ms. Chris Beal. In her specific phone call before taking a sabbatical in a month was pertaining to 4.0 and where they thought the Vineyard team would fit with aspects of sustainability certification and incentive programs. It was also a conversation she had about the amount of information that do gather and that they do consolidate from all of the annual reports provided by the growers. For example, they do have the individual vineyard information on nitrogen applied, per acre and also the conversion on per ton, since there is a link between tonnage per acre and amount of nitrogen applied, and also the aggregate and how they do look at the what we refer to as the outliers, and how they addressed individually vineyards which may appear to be outside of what the UC Davis general guidelines are. So that was a conversation, I'm going to say probably 45 minutes, and of course Ms. Beal will fill a ex parte communication form as well. And then on the same day, the San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Liaison Advisory Board had its meeting, and the Ag Commissioner Deputy requested if our regional board could give a brief update on 4.0. So again, our very busy staff, Mr. Chris Rose, came that evening and gave an update of basically on the roadmap of 4.0. So he was not digging in the details of all the different items, but basically saying, hey, this is the status, this is where we are, this is the next step. And the Agriculture Liaison Advisory Board, as a reminder, is composed of agriculture commodities of all the different major commodities of a county, and these positions are appointed by the County Board of Supervisors. In fact, each supervisor has his or her appointee, and then supplementing you have the different commodities. So it's a good group, you know, to get a good perspective on their views associated with agriculture. And then lastly, same day, we had our, as chair, every month, every region has a chair phone call that we hold with, typically it is with the vice chair of the state board, but the vice chair, Mr. Steve Moore, has left the water board to pursue a career in a wastewater district in Marin County. But nevertheless, we had our meeting, and the primary topic, actually the only topic discussed, was about executive officer recruitment. And that was triggered by the San Francisco region having an opening for an executive officer, and where, you know, everyone was sharing the challenges associated in being able to fill the position of an executive officer. So there were discussion about what kind of resources available to cast a wide net of potential candidates, both internally within the family of CalEPA and externally, and also management training to groom future executive officers. And again, this was triggered by some of the challenges with the San Francisco region, and we basically had to share that it is an ongoing challenge to fill these positions. And our region, you know, we went through this ourselves in the past, so we're certainly painfully aware of the difficulties to get somebody to fill the big shoes associated with the executive officer position. So that concludes my updates. So thank you.